The Irish Fish Producers Organisation has told all opposition political parties that the proposals by the Minister for the Marine to amend the Sea Fisheries Bill to give Northern Ireland fishing boats access to within the 6 mile limit has disastrous implications for the Irish fishing industry. Government moves to respond to the recent arrest of two Northern Ireland fishing boats by amending the Sea Fisheries Bill will give access to all countries which are contracting parties to the London Fisheries Convention, according to the IFPO, which says this is a very serious issue for the Irish fishing industry. It has called for a full review of what amendments to the bill will mean to the fishing industry here. It says that complex legal difficulties arise to which Irish fishermen may be exposed as a result of the UK leaving the London Fisheries Convention, which it has been indicated will happen in July. The IFPO Chief Executive Francis O'Donnell says that Minister Creed has totally skimmed over these issues. Ireland should wait until the UK has withdrawn from the convention, otherwise it may give access to six other contracting countries inside our 6 mile limit, he says. Added to the situation now is the possibility of other EU countries displaced from British waters by Brexit being given approval to fish up to the Irish shoreline. There is also the issue of non-UK boats registered in Northern Ireland, so the IFPO says what is being proposed by the Irish government has nothing to do with the Good Friday Agreement, but everything to do with threatening the entire future of the Irish fishing industry. At the same time as possibly giving access to the 6 mile limit to non-Irish boats, the government here is proposing to exclude Ireland's own boats over 18 metres from fishing inside the 6 mile limit. Complex issues indeed.